With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. School District of Rhinelander voters passed a $26 million capital referendum 2 years ago. The district and community members celebrated the completion of the work at the middle school, which was a large part of that referendum. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
This school year, the James Williams Middle School Band started practicing songs like On Wisconsin in a newly upgraded music room. It's one of the recent improvements to the Rhinelander Middle School that also included upgrades to art, family and consumer science, and tech ed classrooms. Principal Kyle Raleigh says it was the right time to upgrade these spaces.
Even before this project, we started to see, you know, our music numbers going up, our tech ed numbers going up. You know, we added a family and consumer ed 8th grade cooking class because the numbers were going up.
Special education spaces were also upgraded. Safety improvements were made to the front offices and entrance. Staff, school board members, and the community came out on Monday as the school district celebrated the completion of the work in the middle school with a ribbon cutting. People toured the new and upgraded facilities, with the tech ed space one of the highlights.
I have said this a couple times. I truly believe this is one of the best, if not the best, middle school tech ed facility in the state. We did some tours of some tech ed, and there was nothing like this with both the Fab Lab portion and the Woods and Metals side.
The district recognizes that students aren't picking their careers in middle school. Raleigh says changes like these are important to get kids excited about exploring potentials.
Our goal is to get them to try and just try new things. So like this renovation has updated a lot of the spaces where kids get that opportunity to try new electives and try new things.
Work is still being done in the high school as part of the $26 million capital improvement project that is expected to wrap up this fall. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
Oneida County deputies are investigating after a woman was struck by a vehicle. At 7:43 a.m. Tuesday, the sheriff's office got a call from 59-year-old Susan Titus, who said she was hit by a vehicle at the intersection of Kelly Fire Lane and Roselle Road in the town of Little Rice. Titus was taken to the hospital by ambulance. Investigation showed a white GMC driven by 59-year-old Robert Cookson was involved. He reportedly struck Titus and fled at a high rate of speed. Deputies stopped Cookson's GMC a short time later. The investigation is ongoing. More than $120,000 has been donated so far to help with tornado relief efforts in Marathon County. The town of Ringle was hit by an EF3 tornado Friday, damaging or destroying more than 140 homes. The Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin said the money has been contributed to their emergency relief fund to support individuals and families impacted. The money is now being used to address urgent needs such as cleanup efforts. Conversations are underway to identify longer-term needs. The Community Foundation is working closely with community partners and convening a local advisory committee. Tim Parker, president and CEO of the foundation, said the outpouring of generosity is a reflection of how deeply people care about their neighbors and the community. The Raptor Education Group wants people to keep an eye out for loons on the ground in Vilas County and in Florence. The Anago-based organization says they got several calls Tuesday about loons found on land. They believe it's possible those areas had downdraft winds that brought the loons down. Once on the ground, loons cannot walk or fly and are basically stuck there. The Raptor Education Group says if you find a loon away from water, cover it with a sheet or blanket to move it safely. The bird can be placed in a Rubbermaid box with air holes and some padding in the bottom. Do not place a loon in a small body of water as they won't have enough room to take off. Call Loon Rescue if you need help. Across the central U.S., fertilizer and manure are contributing to rising levels of groundwater pollution. Nitrate is one of the most common groundwater contaminants in Wisconsin. Studies estimate at least 10% of private wells in the state have high levels of nitrate. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
Some parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and other states have sandy soil or other geological features that let nitrate into the aquifers easily. A lot of wells that rural families used for decades aren't safe to drink from anymore without pricey treatment to remove nitrate. Paul Watzka is the co-founder of the Minnesota Well Owners Organization. He thinks his state needs tighter regulation of farm fertilizer.
They can apply as much nitrogen as they want on any field at almost any time.
Excessive nitrate in drinking water is especially unsafe for babies and could have links to cancer. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Wisconsin is part of a growing number of states looking to streamline the college admissions process for both students and parents. The University of Wisconsin system will use $100,000 from Lumina Foundation's Great Admissions Redesign Initiative to improve Direct Admit Wisconsin. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The program has already offered admission to more than 60,000 students based on their high school performance. The foundation's Melanie Heath says a key component of their efforts is direct admissions, where students receive acceptance offers based on their GPA before applying.
Direct admissions has been shown to be most meaningful for students who may or may not decide that college is for them. And then all of a sudden they get a notification that not only are you already accepted, but all of these colleges believe your college material.
Working with local high schools, the University of Wisconsin system will use artificial intelligence tools to better identify math courses that prepare students for college-level work. Administrators say inconsistencies in identifying these courses have proven to be especially hindersome for students in under-resourced communities who are trying to access higher education. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.